Welcome to episode 78 of the Active Photographer Podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babbage. This week, I'm bringing you my third and final recording made live at this year's Goodwood Festival of Speed. Now, to recap, and for those of you that don't know, the Festival of Speed is a motoring event held each year at Goodwood in West Sussex here in the UK, and it sees me photographing all manner of action, from fast-paced Formula One cars on the hill climb to dusty rally cars spinning their wheels deep within a purpose-built woodland setting. On this particular occasion, I'm heading out into the Formula One paddocks one blustery evening to see what striking images I can get with a very simple setup. One camera, one super wide-angle lens, and a tripod, and nothing more. Now, a quick note, please don't be put off by the interference from the wind in the beginning. I was able to find some more sheltered spots along the way, so you will be able to hear my thoughts more clearly. The recording itself may not be perfect, but I do hope you'll agree it was well worth me sharing. That said, welcome, one and all, to The Active Photographer, episode 78. As I'm out and about and I'm recording and I've got my camera with me, I thought I'd record another little excerpt for you from this year's Goodwood Festival of Speed. Now, in a separate podcast, I was talking about photographing fireworks, and it was a bit of a waffly sort of documentary, and there are reasons in there as to why that is, but I'm in the position where I'm just about wrapped up for the day, but I'm kind of just on a final sort of scoot around just to see if I can get some nice sort of fairly quick shots just before I wrap up and go and get some sleep. So what I've got in front of me here is a Gitzo Series 2 Traveller carbon fibre tripod, and on top of that is mounted a Nikon D3 with a 10-20mm lens, super wide angle lens. So I'm not going to waste lots of time talking, I'm just really going to scoot around. I'm just looking for some, you know, sort of quite really wide angle shots here. I'm just adjusting the tripod legs from adjusting the tripod legs from where I was just doing some shots kind of at sort of head height, roughly speaking, and now the camera is just about stomach level, and I must apologise again for the winds that's blowing around here. It's a really sort of quite a windy evening, and just again, as I say, just having a little kind of wander around. Do you want to get some kind of fairly low level sort of in close shots? And in front of me, where I am, I should probably say, at the Goodwood Festival of Speed. I won't explain what the Festival of Speed is again. I'll put a link in the show notes. It's a yearly event anyway, and all the information's there. I'm in the paddock with all the cars wrapped up for the night, and in front of me I have, and I'm not a brainiac here, I'm reading a sign, it's a 1972 Alfa Romeo Tipo 33 TT3. That I'm sure means something to a lot of people. I'm not a car person, so it doesn't mean a lot to me, I'm afraid. I'm going to set the camera to f11. The ISO is down at ISO 200 because I'm not needing to freeze any movement. The camera is bolted to a tripod. I'm going to set the camera to a self timer, which I've got preset to be 2 seconds. So we'll do a quick test shot, f11, and with a super wide angle lens, you've got lots of sharpness front to back. So f11 should be fine, focusing about just on the front of this car in front of me. So that's all locked in. Press the button and step back. There's the release, and we'll just see how long this exposure is going to be, and B, how bright the picture is. I have the luxury with the camera on a tripod of being able to have these longer exposures, the benefit you get where you have lights shining sort of in the backs of the photographs, what have you, they have a natural starburst effect. Still taking quite a while, so I might up the ISO just a little bit. It won't affect the noise too much. That's really nice. I'm just having a quick zoom in. It's nice and sharp. I don't know that I need to do a lot more with that. I think that's kind of okay. I don't know if I just want to come across so that, just to block out, there was some tyres and things, which although they add context, it almost kind of gives a bit too much space down the left. So I'm going to go to, just because I want a shorter shutter, a shorter exposure, f6.3. I just need to focus up. Here we go. Okay, so step back. So we should find that this is going to be a little bit of a shorter exposure. The car has got a number 63 on the bonnet. It's kind of, I suppose it's still classed as a bonnet, the bit that comes out the front of the car, in front of the driver. And some really good sort of decals on there. Ah, that's better. That's really nice. The image is brighter. Some nice ambient light. It's a tighter frame altogether. And I'm really happy with that. Good. So, let's leave that. And I'm just going to go... What I'm going to do is walk past this noisy generator. And I'm just going to go up and down. We've got these sort of avenues here. And in fact, let me just come away from the cars for a moment. It's not quite so sheltered. Let me just have a look here. We've got like this sort of almost like street lamp. Well, it's not a street lamp, it's like a bollard just in front here. And I think that's quite nice. It kind of might frame up the picture. There's a stick that's sort of in the way here. Just move that to one side. And just tidy up the frame a little bit. So a few sticks here where other cars have been churning up debris and what have you as they've gone by. So let's have a look here back at the camera. So we're at 6.3 again. I'm going to go focus into the far distance. That should be enough so that this bollard light is sharp enough. Again, 6.3 ISO 200. We'll just have a look at what that's going to do. I'd expect... that's nice. Lovely. That has obviously burnt out, but it's still nice and sharp. And the cars in the background are nice and sharp. Just looking at this, I don't mind it. It's slightly softer, but I kind of like that. I think it's... let's just zoom out a bit. Yeah, I think that's nice. Not going to waste too much time on there. Let's just carry on down. I do apologise for the breeze here. I'm trying to shelter the mic. I've got a little tie clip microphone. And that's better. I've just come onto a sheltered area. It's much better. Got motorbikes in front of me here. 1980s era. And again, just don't need to get too close. The thing with a super wide is that, you know, you have this real perspective where you can just, you know, get really close, and it kind of plays with your viewpoint, your perception a little bit. But let's just frame this up. There we go. Just gonna bring the tripod away from, there's some metal railings here, just in case there was a vibration. Now, see, I'm a little bit too close. I'm kind of losing the visor of, not the visor, the windshield of this motorbike. Just bring it back a little bit. That's better. Good. Okay, just go forward a fraction. It's all just fine adjustments, and I can't see a great deal because it's so dark. But that's nice, I think. Trying to get it kind of level. Let's have a go at that.
6.3. So what I'm going to do is just take the lock off from the autofocus. I'm going to, let me just have a look here. Okay, just going to lock the focus if I can. It's really finding it quite tricky because AI can't see much. And, right, hang on, that wasn't supposed to happen. One of those things where I sort of depressed the shutter just to try and get the focus, and it carried on taking the picture. So this, I'm just going to let this totally, you know, ride its exposure out. It's not a good idea to turn the camera off quickly just to stop it doing its thing. But these things happen, and I've moved the camera around, so this image won't be worth anything. No. So let's see if I can do that again. So there we go. So that appears to be locked. Okay, there we are. So just stepping away from the camera. So what we've got here is a red bike in front of me, and it's kind of in shadow, number 10 bike. Then there's a yellow and a green, and then another, I guess, green, and then another one at the end. And yeah, it's a good range here. Nothing, again, you see, there's nothing that's really jumping out for me with this. It doesn't, you know, they're nice shots, I dare say. Yeah, I'm just going to... No, I'm not going to dwell on it. They're nice shots, but it's not the one, you know. Sometimes you'll get the shot that just makes... It just seems... It just hits the spot, you know. They can't all be like that. Now, the other thing, of course, is that... I did this same kind of walk around this time last year as well. So, I actually don't want to just... repeat shots I've already got. I don't want to supply the same shots every year. Now let's have a look here. What I've got in front of me here is a sidecar motorbike, and I've just sort of walked around, and again it's just something a little bit different, but I can't actually see it because it's under wraps, you see. It's literally wrapped up for the night. So let me just focus on that. I'm shooting straight into a light here. So what I'm going to do, it's at f6.3 and 2.5 seconds, which is going to be like that, which is really nice. It's just a... Yeah, that's what I want. A bit of lens flare, it's really nice. The bike itself is just fading out into dark a little bit. That's good. Lovely. That's better. So, just having a wander around here. Some other people just behind me. And, as always, I don't like to engage people in conversation on the podcast without them knowing. So, just sort of carry on walking. Clearly people have come out of there's a party on, you see, tonight. You can probably hear the music in the background. So the people are starting to come out from that, I guess. So just another quick shot here. That's nice. Just going in close. I got a 1962 Porsche 804 in front of me under wraps. Pretty much all of these are under wraps now. There we go. So, just locked in on the focus on that one. There we go. Again, 6.3. Just stepping back. Seems as though that wind's dropped down a little bit now, which is rather nice. It says as it picks up. That's nice. Just, again, got highlights, got... Yeah, that's really nice. You know, with that shot, I could take a section of that foreground. That's lovely and sharp. Good. This is what I like. I like it when you start to get an eye for the sort of shots that you're wanting as you're wandering around. And as you do that, what you actually end up doing in a funny kind of way is cutting out your sort of selective. You cut out the potential shots, the shots that you know aren't going to be good for what you're wanting. So, just looking in front of me here, a couple of other cars under wraps, and I've got sort of a chain in front of me here. So what I'm going to do is just get the camera up slightly higher, just to be above this chain. People just walking around behind me, so I'm just keeping quiet for a moment. Okay, so exactly the same deal, 6.3. Just the wind is bellowing around these covers a little bit, so I expect there'll be a little bit of movement. Lovely. So we've got a really nice kind of ethereal kind of motion going on there, and this lovely starburst. That's fantastic. Good. Just having a little closer look. Lovely, good. Drop the camera down lower. There we are. Good, so essentially what I'm going to do, don't need to go through every single car, but as we go, just keeping an eye around. So here we are, we're just in front. I've just turned round actually as I'm walking, which is never a bad thing, because then you really make sure you don't miss anything. Another car just in under wraps. Here we go. Okay, so just focus on that. Same deal, 6.3. I'm hoping that chain hasn't knocked against the tripod here, because I'm right up against it. But let's have a look. Should be fine. Just one bit of highlight on this. Okay, so a bit of perspective issues going on here. I'm clearly further away than I thought. There we go, let's zoom right in on this one. So, refocus and step back. See my shadows here, so I'm just going to kind of move around so that I don't register as a shadow, and also the legs from the tripod are there as well. So anything that moves in a long exposure doesn't register. Yeah, see, I I can see the tripod leg shadow. That's okay. We'll carry on walking. Right, this is good. Almost there. I'm just literally going to round a corner in a minute. I was saying to a colleague today, actually, that I really like seeing cars sort of under their covers. I think, I don't know why, I think you get the shape of the car without actually knowing what it is, which is rather good fun, I think. It just gives you the absolute form just of those vehicles. So, okay, locked up the tripod head. Here we go. Again, 6.3. Yeah, no, they look really nice. Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, we just put a fresh one on for you.
Oh, lovely. Thank you very much. You too. Cheers. There you go. You see, people wonder why you're photographing cars undercover. I can't always explain it. But that looks, that's why I do it, because that looks fantastic. Brilliant. Good stuff. Right. Lovely. Good. Round the corner for a final time, I guess. It's breezy round here. Right. Here we go. the noise in the background you can hear now is it's the Lotus F1 team truck. Those of you that follow your Formula One, that is their truck. They transport all their cars around in. So there's a couple of cars here with their wraps on, but because they're quite, for want of a better term, baggy sort of covers, I can't really tell so much what it is. This is better. This in front of me is a 1981 Lotus Cosworth 86, and I can tell that that is most definitely a car under there. Let's just have a quick look. Yeah, just gonna extend the tripod up a little bit just to be able to get the height above this chain link here. There we go, that's nice. Just a nice close crop. There we go, lock the head. And stepping back 6.3 on the aperture. There we go. So even though now it's, as I record this, 20 past 11, there's still a bit of activity going on. And that's what I like about these events, that, you know, if you don't go to sleep as soon as you finish, and at a more reasonable time, there's lots going on that you can still be involved in. So there we go, just having a look at that. Yeah, it's not bad, not bad. Not a award winner. So that, I reckon, is near enough there. Just having a final walk, a final scoot down past another Lotus truck. And in front of me, those of you over here in the UK, and I dare say abroad, if you watch, if you're a fan of Eddie Stobart is a haulage company, you will know, excuse me, you will know that Eddie Stobart, all their trucks are liveried up in their own unique colours. But when it comes to working with the McLaren team, the Mercedes team, sorry, the Mercedes AMG Petronas team, one of their trucks, which is a Mercedes, no surprise, is actually is one of theirs, although you wouldn't know, apart from at the bottom it just says, this one here in front of me, Eddie Stobart H3303. So those of you that love your Eddie Stobart trucks and you're spotting them, well, there's one for you. And you never know, I might even post a picture up somewhere along the way. So on that note, I'm going to sign off. It's a little bit breezy and I'm dodge the cars that are coming towards me. But on that note, I hope that's been of interest to you, and a little bit helpful. And until the next recording, somewhere in the darkness or in the light, who knows, I'll leave it there.
I hope you've enjoyed this year's Festival of Speed recordings. I know they're always very well received, and of course please do feel free to ask any questions relating to this or the previous two editions. You can check out all the show notes to this and other week's shows at theactivephotographer.com. If you'd like to get in touch directly, don't forget I'm on Twitter at Giles Babbage. There's a Facebook page, facebook.com/theactivephotographer. Or, of course, send me a good old-fashioned email, giles@theactivephotographer.com. So thanks for listening, everyone. Take care, have a great week, and I will speak to you all very soon.
Member of the CurrentPhotographer.com podcast network. Find more great photography shows at CurrentPhotographer.com/podcast.